Edmund, it was jolly nice of you to ask me to share your breakfast before the rigours of the day begin.
Well, it is said, Percy, that a civilized man seeks out good and intelligent company, so that through learned discourse he may rise above the savage and closer to God.
Yes, I've heard that.
Personally, however, I like to start the day with a total dickhead. Remind me I'm best.
Beshrew me, Edmund, you're in good fooling this morning.
Don't say beshrew me, Percy. Only stupid actors say beshrew me.
How I would love to be an actor. I had a great talent for it in my youth. I was the man of a thousand faces.
So how did you come to choose the ugly mug you've got now?
Tush, my lord.
Now, don't say tush, either. It's only a short step from tush to hey, nonny, nonny, and then I'm afraid I shall have to call the police. Well, God pats me on the head and says, good boy, Edmund.
My lord?
My aunt and uncle, Lord and Lady Whiteadder, the two most fanatical Puritans in England, have invited themselves to dinner here tonight.
But aren't they the most frightful bores?
Yep, but they have one great redeeming feature. Their wallets. More capacious than an elephant's scrotum and just as difficult to get your hands on. At least until now. For tonight, they wish to discuss my inheritance.
Hey, nonny, nonny, my lord. Good news.
All right. Why have you got a piece of cheese tied to the end of your nose?
Catch mice, my lord. I lie on the floor with my mouth open and hope they scurry in.
And do they?
Not yet, my lord.
I'm not surprised. Your breath comes straight from Satan's bottom, boy. The only sort of mouse you're going to catch is one without a nose.
That's because the nose is the best bit on a mouse.
Any bit of a mouse will sing like luxury compared to what Percy and I must eat tonight. We are entertaining Puritan vegetable folk, Balders. And that means no meat.
In that case, I shall prepare my turnip surprise.
And the surprise is?
There's nothing else in it except the turnip.
So another word for turnip surprise would be a turnip.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Get the door, Warwick. Get the door.
Well, my lord, if things go as planned tonight, it would seem congratulations are in order.
Nice try, Percy, but forget it. You're not getting a penny. Warwick, I would advise you to make the explanation you were about to give phenomenally good.
You said get the door.
Not good enough, you're fired.
But my lord, I've been in your family since 1532.
So is syphilis, now get out.
By the way, there was a messenger outside when I got the door. Says the Queen wants to see you. Lord Melchett is very sick.
Really?
Yeah. He's at death's door.
Well, my faithful old reinstated family retainer. Let's go and open it for him, then.
Edmund, quick, quick. Melchett's dying. We must do something.
Well, yes, of course. Some sort of celebration. But let's wait till he's actually snuffed it, shall we?
Snuff his old methods don't seem to be working. Come on, little Tommy. Don't start it. Last night was about 2 o'clock. I was tucked into bed having this absolutely scrummy dream about ponies when I was wakened by a terrific bagging from Lord Melchett.
Well, I never knew he had it in him.
It's true, I promise. He was banging on the castle gate and falling over and singing a strange song about a girl who possessed something called a Dicky Dido.
Oh, yes. It's a lovely old hymn, isn't it? Well, ma'am, I think I know what's wrong with Lord Melchett, and unfortunately, it isn't fatal.
Well, I am a cure, horrible man. I'm fed up with him lying there moaning and groaning and letting off such great and fruits and flappy woof-woofs like a skittle. One can't believe one's tiny nose.
The truth is, Lord Melchett just can't take his ale.
No, I protest. I may be a little delicate this morning, but what I drank last night would have floored a rhinoceros.
If it was allergic to lemonade.
Look at it here who can't take his ale. He's famous for it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Exciting. The boys are getting tough.
Well, I'm sure we all remember the shame and embarrassment of the visit of the King of Austria when Blackadder was found wandering naked among the corridors of Hampton Court singing I'm Merlin the Happy Pig.
What did you have last night, then? A whole half pint of potato juice?
On the contrary, I had 2 flagons of claret and a double helping of curried turtle. I can assure you it's no holds barred with us at the annual communion wine tasting.
Annual! Ha! For me and the wild boys, every night is drinking night.
Says who?
Says me.
Says you?
Yeah. You want to come around sometime? Have a look at the underside of my table.
Tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah, come on, Melty. What are you scared of?
Perhaps you're right. Perhaps he's away. Time to eat.
Yeah, all right, then tonight. I'll be there.
Hooray! And last one under the table gets 10,000 florins from the loser.
Mum? All right. Well, I'll get the beer in then.
Mercy? Do you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to go along and find out exactly what happens at these boys' nights.
Good idea, Poppet.
And I'll wear a cloak with a cowl so no one will recognise.
Oh, it's another good idea. You're so clever today, you better be careful your foot doesn't fall off.
Does that happen when you have lots of brilliant ideas? Your foot falls off.
Certainly does. My brother, he had this brilliant idea of cutting his toenails with a scythe. And here's what they are.
Right, now the sort of person we're looking for is an aggressive, drunken lout with the intelligence of a four-year-old and the sexual sophistication of a donkey.
Cardinal Wolsey?
Correct. Why?
I got fed up with the all-mouse diet, my lord. I thought I'd try a cat for variety.
Good, well done. And now returning to the real world. Do you have a knife?
Yeah.
Good, because I wish to quickly send off some party invitations, and to make them look particularly tough, I wish to write them in blood. Your blood, to be precise.
How much blood will you actually be requiring, my lord?
Oh, nothing much. Just a small puddle.
Will you be wanting me to cut anything off? An arm or a leg, for instance?
Oh, good lord, no. A little prick should do.
So, well, my lord, I'm your bondsman and must obey.
Oh, for God's sake, Baldigat, I'm at a little prick on your finger.
I haven't got one there.
Forget it.
Thank you, my lord.
Right, now, Purse, how's this list going?
Oh, very well indeed. I thought we could invite my girlfriend, Gwendolyn.
Sorry, no chicks. Who else?
Well, that's about as far as I'd go, actually.
Right, now I'll dictate. First, Simon Partridge.
Oh, not Farters, Parters. Also known as Mr. Ostrich.
Even he?
But he's a fearful oik.
Takes one to know one, Purse. Secondly, Sir Geoffrey Biddle.
No. Here's to the health of Cardinal Chunderfiddle.
The very same. And thirdly, Freddy Frobisher, the flatulent hermit of Lindisfarne.
Oh, poor!
Right, that should do the trick.
Oh, and of course, Lord and Lady Whiteadder, who'll be coming anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
I must say, Edmund, it does look a teeny bit like trying to get out of it.
Quite the wrong impression, ma'am. I just want to make it another night, that's all.
Certainly not.
I beg your pardon?
Well, it's just one excuse after another, isn't it? Next thing, you'll be trying to get out of having his bath altogether.
What about bath, though?
Well, it should be. How else is he going to keep clean? Soon as you say he doesn't want to have his nappy changed.
Lord Blackadder doesn't wear a nappy.
Well, that makes it even more important that he has a bath.
I know why you want to get out of it, because I remember the last time you had a party. I found you face down in a puddle, wearing a pointy hat and singing a song about goblins.
That's all right, tonight it is.
Ooh, Edmund, I do love it when you get cross. Sometimes I think about having you executed, just to see the expression on your face.
Right, now let's make sure you've got this. We are having two parties here tonight.
Right.
And they must be kept completely separate.
Right.
Firstly, a total piss-up involving beer throwing, broken furniture, and wall-to-wall vomiting will be held here in Baldrick's bedroom.
Oh, thank you very much, Mother.
Secondly, Percy will join me in here for the gourmet turnip eating. Is the turnip surprise ready?
It's just fine.
10 o'clock is so funny.
Well, Baldrick and I were preparing the turnip surprise. We had a surprise. We came across a turnip that was exactly the same shape.
The thingy.
Great big thingy. It was terrific.
Size is no guarantee of quality, Boric. Most horses are very well endowed, but that does not necessarily make them sensitive lovers. I trust you have removed this hilarious item.
Oh, yeah, yes, my lord.
Good, because there's nothing more likely to stop an inheritance than a thingy-shaped turnip.
Absolutely, and but it was jolly stunning.
Yes, I found it particularly ironic, my lord, because I've got a thingy that's shaped like a turnip.
Yes. Are you?
Yeah, I hide in the vegetable rack and fry in the children.
What fun. Perhaps you've forgotten that I'm meant to be having a drinking competition here tonight with Lord Melchett, and 10,000 florins are at stake.
Oh, dear.
What do you mean?
Well, firstly, you haven't got 10,000 florins, and thirdly, one drop of the ale and you fall flat on your face and start singing that song about the goblin.
That's nonsense. But just in case it's true...
It is true.
Yes, all right, it's true. So the plan is, when I call for my incredibly strong ale, you must pass me water in an ale bottle. Have you got that?
Yeah, when you call for ale, I pass water.
Your job is to stay here and suck up to my aunt.
I think you can trust me to know how to handle a woman.
Oh, God. Right, here goes. Uncle, aunt, greetings. How nice it is to see you.
Wicked child, don't lie. Everyone hates us and you know it.
Yes. May I introduce my friend, Lord Percy?
Well, 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 Eddie. You didn't tell me you had such a good-looking aunt. Good morrow to thee, gorgeousness. I know what I like, and I like what I see.
Be gone! Yes, well, I hope you had a pleasant inheritance. Did I say inheritance? I meant you. If you'd just like to help yourself to a legacy. A chair.
Chair? You have chairs in your house?
Oh, yes.
Wicked child! Chairs are an invention of Satan! In our house, Nathaniel sits on a spike. I sit on Nathaniel. Two spikes would be an extravagance.
Well, quite.
I will suffer comfort this once. We shall just have to stick forks in our legs between courses. I trust you remember we eat no meat.
Heaven forbid, no. Here we feast only on God's lovely turnip. Mashed.
Mashed?
Yes.
Wicked child! Mashing is also the work of Beelzebub. For Satan saw God's blessed turnip, and he envied it and mashed it to spoil its sacred shape. I shall have my turnip as God intended.
Fine. Warwick?
Hello?
Will you fetch my dear aunt a raw turnip, please?
Well, we've only got the one...
Just do it.
Thank you.
Uncle, will you have your turnip mashed or as God intended?
He will not answer you. He has taken a vow of silence. I believe that silence is golden.
Inheritance.
Edmund, I trust you have invited no other guests?
Oh, certainly not.
Good. For where there are other guests, there are people to fornicate with.
Well, I'll just go and tell them to fornicate off.
Yes. Well, Lord Whitehander, a vow of silence. That's quite an interesting thing. Tell me about it.
Archdeacon. well, get stuck in, boys.
Stuck in? What are you getting?
Well, it sounds a bit rude, doesn't it?
Stuck in.
Sorry, the back in the tick.
Well, hey, tick, hey, lads. Now, that sounds a bit rude, doesn't it? That sounds a bit like bum.
Late, I see, to avoid the early drinking. Now, Melty, you really are a beginner. You're not even wearing a pair of comedy breasts.
Au contraire, Bertie.
Well, let's wait till we get down to the serious drinking stuff, shall we?
Yeah.
No, it's this way.
Yeah. Good evening.
Lads, this is Lord Melchett. Give him a large one, will you?
Large one! Hey, get it?
No.
Yes, you do. Large one. Sounds a bit rude.
Oh, yes, large one.
You may find the conversation a bit above your head at first, Melty, but you'll soon get used to it. Well, down the hatch.
I heard it's a party on.
No, yes, there are two, and you're invited to neither.
But I'm a friend of Lord Pardew's.
Oh, you must be Gwendolyn. You were invited anyway. Come in, do.
So much.
It's in here. Sorry about that. Sorry, he's sick. Leprosy. Of the brain.
But what he is trying to tell you is that you appear to be wearing a pair of devil's dumplings.
Oh, my God, my earmuffs have fallen down. It's getting... Would you like a pair? It's getting rather cold.
No, thank you. Cold is God's way of telling us to burn more Catholics.
Well, quite. Which reminds me, Auntie.
Well, don't call me Auntie! An aunt is a relative, and relatives are evidence of sex. And sex is hardly a fitting subject for the dinner table.
Or indeed, any table.
Except perhaps a table in a brothel.
Yes, I see. You've fallen off your chair. Well, now, what was I saying? Oh, my God.
Well, turn it, my lady.
No, no, Nathaniel. This takes me right back to our wedding night. We had raw turnips that night, too.
What was that?
What was what? That noise.
Noise? Did you hear a noise, Percy?
No.
Good.
Apart from that colossal drunken roar.
It's the Catholics next door, I'm afraid. I'll just go and burn them. Back in a minute. Yes?
I'm suffocating.
Well, thank God you're not. Come on, now take a deep breath. And another. Better?
Yes.
Good.
Mind you, I'll say one thing for Catholics. They do have natural rhythm.
I notice you're not drinking, Bergena.
Oh, don't you worry about me, Malchus. I'm holding my own here.
Well, hey! Holding my own! Now that sounds incredibly rude.
Yes, well, I never went to university, of course.
Bergena, that doesn't explain why you're not drinking with us.
Yes. No, well, that's what I actually came to talk to you about. So what do you say to the idea of 10 minutes absolute silence to get some really serious drinking in? Yes, I said, please give me silence, not drench me with dribble.
Now, here's a nice glass of cider.
Oh, only cider? I'm going to go and put some brandy in it. Quiet now!
Let us discuss your inheritance.
Hi, yes, good. A little drink first?
Drink, wicked child! Drink is urine from the last leper in hell!
Oh, no. No, this is only water. This is a house of simple purity.
Drink booze out, Edmund!
Do you know that man?
No.
He called you Edmund.
Oh, no, him. Oh, yes, I do.
Then can you explain what he meant by great booze up?
Yes, I can. My friend is a missionary, and on his last visit abroad, brought back with him the chief of a famous tribe. His name is Great Boo. He's been suffering from sleeping sickness, and he's obviously just woken. Because as you heard, Great Boo's up.
Well done, Edmund.
And I think I'd better just go and visit him first. Over to you.
Yes. How about some sort of game? How about a couple of frames of Shove Piggy Shove?
Blackadder! You challenged me to a drinking competition earlier today, and I haven't seen you touch a drop.
Not
so. It's true. You twist and turn like a twisty turny thing. I say you're a weedy pigeon, and you can call me Susan if it isn't so.
All right. Borlick, fetch my incredibly strong ale.
Dr. McGlue's amber enema.
A drink for schoolgirls.
Surely not Scollops Lobster Scrumpy.
No, it is Blackadder's Balbusher, a brew guaranteed to knock the backside off a concrete elephant. Is it not, Borlick?
No, it's water.
What?
Water?
No, but seriously, Borlick, and presuming you wish to see another dawn...
You did call for your incredibly strong ale, my lord.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, that's a relief. I thought I'd made a mistake.
Right, it is water!
Oh, come on, Dad. Let's give him a real drink.
Oh, fine.
Bums up.
Wait, bums! Sounds a bit like bum, doesn't it?
Drink, Blackadder. Drink!
Percy, I lost the bet.
Edmund, explain yourself.
I can't. Not just like that. I'm a complicated person, you see, Auntie. Sometimes I'm nice, and sometimes I'm nasty. And sometimes I just like to sing little songs like See the Little Goblin.
I mean, explain why you're wearing a cardinal's hat, why you're grinning inanely, and why you have an ostrich feather sticking out of your breeches.
I am wearing a cardinal's hat because I'm Cardinal Chunder. I have an ostrich feather up my bottom. Mr. Ostrich put it there to keep in the little pixies. And I'm grinning inanely because I think I've just about succeeded in conning you and your daft husband out of a whoppy great inheritance.
Is that right? May I remind you, cursed creature... that your inheritance depends upon your not drinking and not gambling.
Oh, yes, damn. Percy the devil farts in my face once more.
Not mentioning farts was also a condition.
Shove off, you old trout.
How dare you speak to my husband like that? Nathaniel, we're leaving. And you?
Yes?
Has anyone ever told you you're a giggling imbecile?
Oh, yes.
Good riddance, you old witch. Oops, she's forgotten her broomstick.
Look, I just wanted to say thanks for a splendid evening. Yes, first rate, all round. Particularly your jester. Oh, and by the way, I love the turnip. Very funny. Exactly the same shape as a thingy.
Good God! Well, look who it is!
Who is it?
Well, it's a boy's party. She's a girl. So she must be the stripper.
Oh, no. Don't get too depressed, Edmund. I mean, money isn't everything. Think of clouds and daisies and the lovely smiles on little babies' faces.
Be quiet, Percy.
This way!
Whoa! Another stripper!
Hooray!
And a male stripper!
Hooray!
Oh, yes! This is much more like it! And she's come dressed as a queen!
Sexy!
Do you know who I am?
Yes, I know who you are.
Who?
You're Merlin, the happy pig.
Wrong, I'm afraid. I am the Queen of England.
I may have the body of a weak and feeble woman, but I have the heart and stomach of a concrete elephant.
Prove it!
Certainly will. First, I'm going to have a little drinking, and then I'm going to execute the whole very lot of you.
See the little goblin, see his feet, and his little nosy woes, isn't the goblin sweet?
Yes!
See the little goblin.
Wait a minute. I'm sure there was something very important I had to do to all of you this morning.
This was something about 10,000 florins, was it?
I think it was something about an inheritance.
Look, do you not want to hear about this goblin or not?
Yes!
Right, well, perhaps this time I might be allowed to continue and perhaps finish with any luck.
Luck? Well, hey! Get it?
No.
Oh, come on! Luck! Sounds almost exactly like...
Here, me heart of booting heap of mustard, and I, your merry melody, have all so well and truly blasted.
Yeah.